Lance Air, Columbia, and Cessna Corvallis owners celebrate their shared family history in the Oregon High Desert. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for downloading us today. The high-performance, single-engine piston aircraft, which have been called by those various names, share a common heritage and a common future under the new corporate parent, Cessna. This past weekend, about 70 owners of the type came together at the Brasada Ranch Resort in Bend, Oregon, to hear and discuss where Cessna plans to go with the product line, talk to each other about their common interests, see the new Evolution 4-place turboprop kit plane from Lance Air, and to fly in some of the most reliable and beautiful VFR conditions anywhere in the U.S. It was, significantly, also the last chance to meet near the factory before a Textron-ordered shutdown moves production to Kansas. I had the chance to catch up with Steve Masters, president of what is now called the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club, to get his insight into how things are going under Cessna and what this very cohesive group of owners sees for the future after this very bittersweet occasion.
So the original intention was to bring the owners together for one last fly-in to Bend. As you know, Cessna has made the very difficult decision to move the operation from Bend down to Wichita, given the economic situation that the world is in. And so we wanted to bring the owners back to Bend one last time, because pretty much every owner here, I think, has taken delivery of their aircraft from the people here in Bend that built the aircraft for us. And we've gotten to know a lot of the people that have worked at the factory over the years. And because of that, we wanted to, show our support for them and give our thanks to them by bringing ourselves back and just visiting Bend at least one more time. And frankly, I'm pretty sure you've got some file footage of what this looks like. Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you come to Bend? So here we are.
Steve Masters is the president of the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club. And there is kind of an interesting atmosphere here, Steve, because it's obviously somewhat bittersweet for some of the people who live in the area. But there are also some positives associated with this story, and I wanted to make sure that those did not escape. You commented in your opening remarks this morning before the Cessna factory representatives got up and gave their presentations that there are some good things that have come of the Cessna takeover, and we don't want those to be neglected.
Sure, and I think that's really one of the best things that's ever happened for the owners, right? When Columbia announced that they were seeking protection in bankruptcy court, obviously, a lot of us owners, we've seen other aircraft companies go through bankruptcy, the issues with Mooney, and we're very concerned, obviously, about, our aircraft, our availability of part supply, our availability of warranty coverage, even the ability, is the airplane going to be able to keep flying, right? Is anybody going to pick up the type certificate and do anything with it? Clearly what's happened in the last couple of months with Eclipse is another case of, an owner group that's probably in the same position that we were in about a year and a half ago. And the owners of the Columbia aircraft at the time, we got together and got very good representation as part of the bankruptcy proceedings and worked with Cessna and came out of that, I think, better than any owner group ever has. So we came out with our warranties intact. We came out with a company that knows how to build, support, and maintain aircraft for the long haul. And they've been doing that for us for the last year and a half, right? We've got an airplane that fits into their product line and that they want and they need, and they're excited to have us as a part of the family. And we're frankly really happy to be part of the Cessna family. It's been a really good partnership for us, and I don't think any of us have any really true complaints about how that's turned out, right? We've got full support by the factory on airplanes. We get parts within 24 hours of needing them. We've got, the breadth of Cessna's capabilities behind us. And we know we've got their engineering team behind us that's, going to take this, this aircraft, this platform to that next evolution. Of course, as owners, we'd like to know what that next evolution is. But we respect Cessna's point that, they'll bring it out when they're ready. And, I'm pretty confident given, where they've been and what they're doing with the Skycatcher, what they've done with the Mustang to bring that jet to market against all odds where other companies have had their problems. There's no doubt that they're going to succeed with what they now call the Corvallis line. I think our biggest gripe, of course, is that it didn't remain called Columbia, but that also wasn't really their fault. So,
how well has Cessna done the job of integrating the owners of the aircraft that were purchased as Columbia with the ones that are now being sold as Corvallis? Is this a pretty cohesive group?
It's a very cohesive group. You know, the biggest debate we have is what do we call ourselves when we call ATC, and we still call ourselves Columbia, at least the old-time owners. And pretty soon, I think we're going to start really causing confusion out there, and we're going to have to get something cleared up, because I know, you know, new owners are picking up their airplanes, and they're being told to call themselves Corvallis, and I don't even think ATC knows what those are yet. Yeah. So it's, you know, the last thing we want to do, and what we're pretty emphatic with Cessna on getting a brand name to the aircraft, was that, you know, we're a much different airplane than what most people think of as Cessna. And so if you come into the pattern at, you know, 120 knots calling yourself, you know, Cessna, somebody's looking for a high wing or doing about 90, and, you know, it causes an issue. And so we really wanted to make sure from a safety standpoint that we had that differentiation. And hopefully, you know, Corvallis will do that. People will get to understand what that is. You know, again, most of us are dyed in the heart, true blue to the old factory. And, you know, the airplane left called a Columbia, and it's, you know, it'll be a while till we probably can get ourselves to call it something else. But that's just stubbornness, I think, more than anything.
More in a moment with Steve Masters, president of the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club, from this past weekend's Bend family reunion. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt, talking with Steve Masters, president of the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club. Steve is here at the Bend family reunion with his personal aircraft. Which branch of the family tree is it?
Mine left the factory as a Columbia 400. Although it was made by Lance Air at the time, so they changed to from Lance Air, which was, you know, doing both kit planes as well as the commercial, you know, the production certificated airplanes. So mine left as a Lance Air Columbia 400. Since then, you know, the factory changed to the name Columbia Aircraft, and then they were just Columbia 400s, and then they were Cessna 400s, and now they're the Corvallis and Corvallis TTs, and I'm pretty sure that's where they're going to stick. Although we've told Cessna a couple times that, you know, we might be okay with the Columbus name since they don't seem to be using it now.
Talk about confusing people at ETC about what to look for in the pattern. Yes.
Well, but nobody's seen a Columbus yet.
Well, that's true.
All right. Let's talk about the warranty issue, because that was a big part of the presentation by Cessna's factory reps this morning. And Rebecca was saying that there were some people who had warranties ranging from a year to 12 years on various components of the airframe, power plant, or avionics. What has that experience been like for you as an owner? Your plane goes back far enough that some of these things are out of warranty, but has this been a big deal for the owners?
So, I think the best thing that we've seen, one, is Cessna just getting behind us and standing behind us. So one of the things that the owners ended up, as I said, we came out very, very well in the bankruptcy proceedings, and a lot of it was due to Cessna just understanding that they really wanted to support the existing owners, because they supported us in ways they didn't honestly have to legally. But the owners came out with the best of both worlds. So if the terms of the Cessna warranty that we, you know, were given when we came on board, so Cessna said, you're now under Cessna terms and warranty, if those were better than our original, you know, Lance Air or Columbia warranties, then we get that. But if our warranty terms under our previous existing conditions with Columbia were better, then we got that. So, for instance, my airplane left the factory with a five-year, 900-hour airframe warranty. Cessna's typical warranty on an airframe is 2 years. My five-year, 900-hour airframe warranty is still intact. So anything that happens that's airframe-related is covered up until you know, the end of June of next year, because I have an 05 or 900 hours. The engine was a, you know, it's a three-year warranty. When that expired, and that's no different than what Cessna has today. Mm-hmm. Avionics warranties are what avionics warranties are, so those are no different than what Cessna has today. But in terms of the ownership experience for those of us that were prior owners, you know, we got the best warranty we had. So some of us were 5 years, 900 hours. Then there was people that were 3 years, 900 hours. I joke that some of the long-term owners, you know, may have negotiated to, you know, even extended warranties. But whatever warranty you had negotiated with the factory, the Columbia Aircraft or Lance Air, was what Cessna is honoring. And they've been true to their word. They've honored absolutely everything without question. So it's been a great deal for us.
A lot of airframe manufacturers actually make more money and certainly a higher margin on replacement parts and maintenance than they do on the original aircraft, sometimes more painfully obvious than in other cases. What's the experience with parts for these aircraft now, and address in particular the nose gear issue that was mentioned this morning?
So one, I think parts have been good. So the first thing about parts is, one, is they're now available, right? From Cessna, we've had no disruption in the parts availability part. Matter of fact, it's better than it ever was, because Cessna is a true distributor of parts. So they have those distribution agreements with all of the suppliers, whereas Columbia didn't. So there was times when we'd try to get parts from Columbia and we'd be on the ground for a week or two, whereas Cessna were on the ground for a day or two. So that's been really, really good. Cessna has also taken the approach of saying, where are our common failure components? So we've had issues with the nose gear struts, and Columbia was just replacing them. Well, Cessna's looking at that going, well, that's costing us a lot in warranty costs to replace them. Plus, as airplanes go out of warranty, it's going to cost the owners a lot of money because they're going to have to buy them. And so they've actually redesigned the nose gear strut so that, one, it's less expensive to buy, and two, it's field repairable. So you can repair the seals in the field. And so for now, for probably what's going to be a couple hundred dollars, you can repair a nose strut if it goes bad, because the new design shouldn't have the problems the old one did. If it does go bad, it's probably a couple hundred dollars to repair it as opposed to $5,000 or $6,000 to replace it. So that's a big deal for the owners. And that's what Cessna's been doing across the board, is they've been reducing their cost, and in lieu of that, you know, they reduce our cost. So it's a great deal. And we know when we get parts from them, you know, they're a trusted, known source supplier. They're coming with all the FAA paperwork. You know the source, and they provide a six-month warranty on any part they give you. So even if you're out of warranty and you buy a part from them, that part comes with a six-month warranty. You're not going to get that from a lot of other manufacturers.
In tomorrow's continuation of this conversation, Steve addresses training, the owner's wish list, and the future of the club itself. And you don't have to wait. Part two is available now on our website. Steve Masters is the president of the Cessna Advanced Aircraft Club. Find out more at www.lanceairpilots.org. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.